Good morning. In this moment of stillness, of knowing God, let's begin in prayer. Would you bow with me? Lord, hear us and answer us. For we are poor and needy. You are our God. Have mercy on us, Lord. It is to you that we cry all day long. It is you, Lord, and only you. You are forgiving and good. You are abounding in your love to all of those that call on you. Lord, hear our prayer. Listen to our cries for mercy. Among the gods, there is none like you, Lord. For you do great and marvelous deeds, and you alone. Our God, teach us your ways, Lord. Give us the strength we need to rely upon your faithfulness. Father, give us an undivided heart that we may fear your name and praise you, the Lord of all creation, with all of the fullness of our hearts. That we may glorify your name forever. You, Lord, are a compassionate and gracious God. You are slow to anger and abounding in love and faithfulness. Give us a sign of your goodness. That your enemies may be put to shame. Help us and give us comfort, our Lord and our God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I want to begin the thoughts this morning with the words of Jesus in John chapter 8. Why is my language not clear to you? Because you are unable to hear what I say. You belong to your father, the devil, and you want to carry out your father's desires. He was a murderer from the beginning, not holding to the truth, for there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks his native language, for he is a liar and the father of lies. Yet I tell you the truth. Why do you not believe me? But can any of you prove me guilty of sin? If I'm telling the truth, why don't you believe me? Whoever belongs to God hears what God says. And the reason you do not hear is that you do not belong to God. Lord, help us to belong to you. Lord, help us to hear. The foundation of Christianity is the resurrection of Jesus Christ. We serve a risen Savior who today lives and is active in our lives today. As long as I can remember, from the days whenever I was just a small toddler growing up in a country church, I have heard the voices of Christians singing a hymn by the author Alfred Ackley. But I must tell you that only in recent days have the words to this old hymn become fresh and powerful and meaningful to me. I serve a risen Savior. He's in the world today. I know that He is living. Whatever men may say, I see His hand of mercy. I hear His voice of cheer. And just the time I need Him, He's always near. He lives. He lives. Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives. He lives. Salvation to impart. You ask me how I know He lives? He lives within my heart. As a minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ, I'm convinced that the single most important thing that I have to do is to be first persuaded myself and then to convince you that you can have a daily personal relationship with a risen Savior. And that He will speak into your daily life if you will just listen. Jesus stands at the door of your heart and mine, and He knocks. Will you listen to His voice and let Him in? Jesus says this, Revelation 3 and verse 20. Listen, I am standing and knocking at your door. If you hear my voice and open the door, I will come in and we will eat together. If you hear my voice, He says, and open the door. Number one, are we listening to hear His voice? Secondly, if we hear it, will we keep the door shut to it? Or will we open the door to it? Jesus says, if you open the door, He will come inside and commune with you like a friend sitting down at the table to a hearty meal. In the words of Job 33:14, though God speaks again and again, though people do not recognize it. It's time for us to hear and to listen more closely to the voice at the door. There are four primary ways where God provides guidance and direction into our lives today as a risen Savior. First, God will provide direction for you if you will listen. If you are immersed in Scripture, and that's where the hearing the voice of the Lord must always begin. By being immersed in Scripture and reading the direction of God from the passages of His inspired Word, His voice will speak to you if you will listen to it. Psalm 119 and verse 105 says that, "Your word, O Lord, is a lamp to my feet." The word of God will provide direction for your pathway, for the direction of your feet, if you will be immersed in the word of the Lord and listen for His voice through Scripture. Secondly, God provides direction for our lives today as a risen Savior through the circumstances of life. In Matthew 10, verses 11 through 14, Jesus says to His disciples, as He sends them out to go and share the message of the gospel, He says, "When you come to one town or you come to a house and someone bids you peace, you should realize that through that circumstance, God is speaking and He is telling you, you need to stay here in this place and share the message. But if they don't bid you peace, then you need to realize God is speaking through that situation and it's time to move to another town." Thirdly, God speaks and provides guidance to us through the impressions of the Holy Spirit that lives within the heart of the believer. In Acts chapter 16, verses 6 through 7, the Apostle Paul and his traveling companions had determined that they were going to continue in Asia, and it says, no, the Holy Spirit prevented us from doing that. And when they wanted to go into Bithynia, the Spirit wouldn't allow it. And it seems as if, although it doesn't, Scripture does not tell us specifically, it seems that they were getting impressions from the Spirit as to where they should go next. And then fourthly, God provides guidance not only through the passages of the Bible and circumstances through our lives and the impressions of the Holy Spirit that lives within us, but fourthly, through the counsel of godly Christians, God will often speak to us if we will hear it. In Acts chapter 9, verses 10 through 18, Saul of Tarsus is waiting in the city of Damascus, and God doesn't speak to him there, but instead sends a representative, Ananias. And Ananias has a word from the Lord. And Saul needs to hear that word of the Lord through the mouthpiece of the counsel of a Christian brother. Four lights to guide us on our pathway that we should listen to as God tries to speak. You and I, we need to remain in a constant posture of listening for the Lord. Even, and perhaps most of all, when we are active and busy in the everyday workings of life. You know, I think for many of us, we are eager to be attentive to the guidance, direction, and voice of the Lord when times are hard, when we're in a moment of crisis. We want to commune with the Lord and we beg the Lord for direction and guidance, and we want to hear some word from Him. But if Jesus is your friend, He doesn't just want you calling Him in an emergency. He wants to sit down at the table of communion in your heart daily. And He's got something to say if you will listen to His voice and open the door of your heart. In the book Jesus Speaks, Sweet and Viola give some practical guidelines that I have found personally to be extremely insightful that I want to share with you now. Some guidelines that are informed by Scripture about how practically you and I can posture ourselves to be more positioned to constantly listen for the voice of the Lord and His direction through the Bible's counsel, through circumstances of life, impressions of the Spirit, and through godly counsel of brothers and sisters. Let me share those with you now. Number one, if you're wanting the guidance of the Lord in your life, it must start with a specific prayer to God, honestly and expectantly asking for it. You start with the prayer asking for the Lord's guidance. Coming to Him in childlike faith, asking God to show and reveal to you His will in the matter. You must invite Him to speak through any means necessary. Say, Lord, I need some direction here, and you can use any means you want to. You can give me some thoughts into my mind. You can speak to me through the friends or circumstances or an article that I stumble across. Lord, you can use any way. But I'm asking that you give me some guidance. It starts with the request, the expectant request. But you must believe that He'll do it. In James chapter 1, as we mentioned briefly last week, James says, if you're asking for wisdom from the Lord, but you are wavering, being double-minded, and doubting in your heart that He'll actually do it, you shouldn't expect to receive anything from the Lord. So if you want to receive it, you got to expect it, that He will do it. And you ask Him specifically to provide the counsel, to provide the guidance, the direction, and ask Him to speak through any means necessary. Number two, after asking Him, for the next few hours after the request, engage in some kind of activity that does not require a lot of mental energy. For example, driving down the road, or exercising, or walking, or mowing the grass. Something that frees your mind from being extremely taxed in thought, to give space to the Lord in those moments of quietness to speak to you. You got to give Him space. Thirdly, if you have some impression or thought that comes to you that feels like guidance from the Lord from some direction, take note of that impression and write it down, so you don't forget it, and so you can consider it deeply. If during that time of giving the Lord space, nothing comes to mind, or it seems as if you're not getting any word from the Lord from any direction, don't be alarmed. Instead, go on with your business, still being expectant, still in a posture of listening and attentiveness, and paying extremely careful attention to all the situations and circumstances of your life, and being hyper aware of where you might be receiving some gentle whisper, some gentle nudge or direction from the Lord. Number five, as you're waiting for that word from the Lord, don't try to force an answer because you are impatient. The worst thing you can do is begin to try to force the Lord to say something to you by playing what these authors call Bible roulette. Anybody ever do that? I need a word from the Lord. God doesn't play such manipulative games with us. We shouldn't have to strain to hear the Lord or force an answer from Him. Sixth, depend on Christian friends. If some time has passed and you've not received what you feel to be some leading of the Lord or some word from the Lord and there's been no answer, then begin to consult the guidance and advice and wisdom from trusted Christian friends that you believe are spiritually mature and have the Spirit of God living inside of them. And ask them to pray for you. Begin to depend and lean more heavily on the body of Christ. Number seven, if the issue continues to be a tremendous burden on your heart and you still have not received what you believe to be a word from the Lord or any guidance or direction, take 3 days and fast. Throughout Scripture, we see believers in the New Testament who were seeking some direction from the Lord as gathered believers or as individuals, and they would take time to pray and fast. And you say, what is the significance of that? Why would they fast? Because if you've got a tremendous burden on you and you need some direction from the Lord, one of the things you can do is fast in order to weaken the body, but then sharpen your spiritual awareness, attuitiveness, and focus. If you've never fasted, you should probably do some reading and seek some guidance about how to do that in a physically and spiritually healthy way. Number eight, if some sufficient time has passed and there still is no direction from the Lord after taking these steps, it may be that He has already given you the answer. And deep down in your heart, you already know it. In John chapter 2 and 1 John chapter 2 and verse number 27. Listen to this. 1 John 2:27. The anointing you received from Him remains on you, and you do not need anyone to teach you. But as His anointing teaches you about all things, and as His anointing is real and not counterfeit, just as it has taught you, remain in Him. What is John talking about here with this anointing? This anointing seems to be that as baptized believers who have the indwelling Holy Spirit's presence in our lives, as we lean upon Christ and are connected to Him as a branch is to the vine, we have in us a holy anointing that provides an inward movement and activity of the Lord inside of us. We have been endowed with spiritual instincts from the Lord. And so if sufficient time has passed and there seems to be no leading of the Lord, it may be that deep down within you, with the Holy Spirit's presence in you, you already knew the answer to the question, but for some reason you did not want to hear it. And you need to perhaps be in tune with the anointing that you have upon you. As with most things in life, the more you exercise something, usually the better you become at it. The same is true of sharpening our instincts spiritually in being attuned to the voice of the Lord and hearing from the Lord when He is knocking or when He's trying to guide or give direction. Hebrews 5 and verse 14 confirms this. But solid food belongs to those who are of full age. That is, those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. Brothers and sisters, believers in Jesus the Christ, The more that you and I consume God's written word from Scripture, and the more that you and I additionally listen for the Lord's living word in life itself, the more that we will begin to sharpen our senses, to use the words of the Hebrew writer, sharpen our senses by reason of use, by exercising those senses to be able to discern both good and evil. And so as we mature in the Lord, the more we are able to discern God's will in our lives, in the situations and circumstances that come, because we're communing with the Lord. Whoever has ears, let them hear the voice of the Good Shepherd and follow His lead. This morning, the Shepherd may be calling to you. You may have strayed from His fold and you need the prayers of your fellow believers for encouragement or for help. Or perhaps you have never begun your journey in following Jesus. If we can help you with a personalized study, or if we can help you in giving you some advice and guidance from Scripture and some counsel from the Holy Spirit that lives within us to help lead you in the pathways of Jesus Christ, we would encourage you to let your need be known. Talk with one of us. We can help you. We can sit down and have a study. We can give you some guidance in how to be born again of water and the Spirit and give your life to Jesus. If we can help you in any way, come to Him. Won't you hear His voice as we stand and as we sing?